This is Julian Marshall with NewsHour live from the BBC in London. Poland is a member of the European Union whose outgoing government had agreed to take 7,000 refugees under an EU plan to try to ease the migrant crisis in Europe. But in parliamentary elections at the weekend, a Eurosceptic anti-immigrant party has won a decisive victory. In fact, official results later today are expected to confirm that the Law and Justice Party, led by Jarosław Kaczyński, has secured a big enough vote to govern alone. Anita Przemowska is Professor of International History at the London School of Economics. She's with me in the studio now. And was the return of Law and Justice to government after a 9-year absence a surprise?
No, I think the presidential elections already indicated that that was very likely to happen.
And why is that? Why has the party returned?
Well, that is actually one of those things that everybody is asking themselves. Why did the other parties allow this to happen? I think there was a great weakness in the way in which the other parties behaved. The left had disintegrated, literally. The Peasant Party has become irrelevant. These were the two core parties in the past. And of course, the Citizens' Platform, Platforma Obywatelska, which was the ruling party. The feeling was that it simply, people got tired with it, that it hadn't delivered. There was a certain weariness and extremely bad presentation in preparation for the general elections. But still, I don't think that's enough to explain why people voted for a party which led the electoral campaign with very emotive, very xenophobic. These were elections where people voted for emotions rather than policies.
So, I mean, the Law and Justice Party then clearly struck a chord with the Polish electorate, which appears to have moved slightly to the right?
Much to the right, not just slightly. One thing that we're still waiting for is actually the voting patterns. Following the presidential elections, it was very apparent that it was the rural areas that voted for the president, who is from the same party, whereas the urban educated people voted really for Citizens' Platform. It might well be that there was a similar but larger shift in that very direction.
You mentioned xenophobia, so presumably the migrant crisis in Europe was a factor in these elections.
I would disagree with that, with putting such a stress on it. I know the media on the whole have in the West picked it up. I think that was already there. That general sense that Poland needs to assert itself, that there is a need to restate Poland's right to pursue its own internal policies, with the Catholic Church being dominant. The migrant crisis actually is just one strong factor in that debate.
So can we expect Poland now to try to renegotiate its relationship with the European Union?
That's what they state. But I think the programme that they're putting forward is going to be very difficult for the European Union to actually digest and respond to.
Why is that?
Because it's full of emotive statements. It's, you know, about Poland withdrawing from the European Union, Poland cutting its links, taxing banks, demanding that foreign companies withdraw. It's rather surprising that when you think in reality, the Polish currency is likely to collapse and there's going to be negative consequences if this were to be successful.
Professor, many thanks. Anita Przemowska, Professor of International History at the London School of Economics.